Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome aboard, welcome aboard. This is Be There Magazine in the morning. We'll be right back. From 10 to 10:30, we're talking about businesses and how to improve businesses, everything you need to know to make sure your business works. This is Russell Price. I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine. And every single morning we're here making sure that you get the information to know where to go, who to call, and how to get there. Crystal, you on the air? We're making sure that you know where to go, who to call, and how to get there. Be There Magazine has been around for over 30 years. We're talking about things that make sure that you know about business. And business right now is hard. If you don't have the information, then information will get away from you. So you need to know what to do or how to make sure your business is where it should be in 2013. We're having some difficulties on our audio right now. We'll be right back.
Money, 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 money.
Founder and owner of Wig Capital. Tell us a little bit about your company, Crystal.
Well, Wig Capital is a online wig retail business that allows women to give at the same time as being beautiful. When you purchase a wig from Wig Capital, 25% of your purchase price goes towards helping someone get a new human hair wig. And once you finish wearing that wig, then you can take that same wig and donate it to our organization, Wig Capital Foundation, which is an organization that donates new or refurbished wigs to individuals suffering from hair loss due to medical illnesses or treatments. And we also donate wigs to low-income women and veterans who are preparing for job interviews. We donate wigs to Career Gear, Dress for Success, and other career organizations.
Wow, that is a serious, serious organization. I am so happy that we have you on the Business in the Morning, Be There Magazine in the Morning Business Network talk show this morning, because this information is so powerful and so needed in the Washington metropolitan area, but also all around the whole United States of America, basically over the world. People need to know exactly what you do because you help so many people. What made you decide on wigs? What was the, I would say, the driving force about having wigs as your staple?
Well, I always wanted to do this when I was a child. I love wigs. I always wanted to have my own beauty supply store. So when I got old enough, at the age of 21, I opened up my first wig retail business in Camp Spring, Maryland, and then I started to work with cancer organizations and retailing the wigs to them at a discounted rate. But even still, they couldn't afford to purchase the wigs, so I decided to just donate them. But at the time, I was donating the new wigs, which I was purchasing personally, and I couldn't really afford to continue to purchase the wigs and give them away. So I did my research, and I realized that I can take used wigs and refurbish the wigs, and then I thought about all the women in America who wear wigs, and I'm a wig wearer myself. So at the end of the day, at the end of that lifespan for that wig, I just toss it in the trash, or I put it on the, in the bag, and hopefully one day I might take it back out again, but I usually don't throw them away. And if I did throw them away, you know, I bought another one. So between me and my family, my mom, my aunts, my sister, we all wear wigs. I asked them to donate their wigs. I said, well, do you still have them? And most of them still kept their old wigs. So between me, myself, and my family, we collected about 50 wigs. And I just love wigs. So it was one of my specialties, and I'm a wig wearer, so it was something that I did. And before I started my beauty supply store, I worked in beauty supply stores, and a lot of times I worked in a wig department. So the women would confide in me about their hair loss issues, and sometimes I would be the only person that they ever told. So that made me say, well, maybe I should start a hair loss support group, and that's what I did. So I started to retail the wigs as well as working with the African Women's Cancer Awareness Association and a few doctors on doing hair loss support groups. So we would combine our organizations, and I would educate on hair loss due to cancer, and I would also be able to provide them wigs at the end of the session as well.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to touch upon some of the women that you actually help by donating a wig to them. We'll be right back with Crystal Hughes.
Chemotherapy. Unfortunately, most of the time when I get the women to help them that's undergoing chemo, they're in their late stages. One of the organizations that I partner with mainly to go to these women is the African Women's Cancer Awareness Association, and they work with a lot of immigrants. So sometimes they don't have, they come over on work permits and they can't get type of treatment that they really need. So sometimes they're actually, you know, diagnosed in their very late stages. But I also donate wigs to organizations per se. And then they take the wigs and they distribute them to who needs them. So this in 2012, we collected about over 300 wigs. We donated those wigs to Howard University Hospital, the African Women's Cancer Awareness Association, American Cancer Society, the Holy Cross Hospital, Washington Hospital, Career Gear, and Dress for Success. So those were the five organizations that we donated the wigs to. And that's basically how it's done. We just provide them to the organizations. Individuals do call us in, and we mail them out. We actually mailed a few wigs to Texas last year as well. So we donate wigs nationwide. So it's not just here in D.C., it's all over. So people also donate wigs to us. So they send wigs to us nationwide. We get wigs from all over. We just got a wig from California, which is awesome because I don't even really know anyone in California. So they sent me a note, said that they heard through me through a relative, and they decided to send some wigs. So that was awesome.
Fantastic. We're going to take another break. We got a caller on the air. We're here with Crystal Hughes, and we're going to talk about five ways that you can make your business better in 2013, because everything is going to be better. It's called Better in 2013. We just lost the caller. We'll come right back with Crystal Hughes.
www.wigcapitalwithaofoundation.org, and all of my contact information is there. It's crystal@wigcapitalfoundation.com. That's my email address. And again, that's www.wigcapitalfoundation.com or .org. So you can go on there and check out our membership applications. We do offer membership if you want to be a part of this great organization. Set up a chapter in your state. We have those opportunities available. We're also going to be hosting our potential member and board members meeting on January the 10th, and that's going to be from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at our office in Washington, D.C., and that information is also on the website. So if you'd like to be a board member and you want to be just a member, part of something great, please join us on January the 10th at, that's a Thursday, from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And the address is 623 Florida Avenue, Northwest, D.C., 20001. And you must RSVP in order to attend this meeting.
Fantastic. The number here is 347-637-1577. We're on the air with Crystal Hughes. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we're going to give you five things to make your business better in 2013. Do not, under no circumstances, take this lightly. You need to know what to do, where to go, who to call, and how to get there, and Be There Magazine is there for you. Everybody And I say everybody will benefit from helping each other. No way can we do it alone. You have to realize there's ways that you can be smart in making your business better. And we're here with Crystal Hughes this morning. We got some callers that's calling in. They're scared to come on the air, but you can talk to Crystal. She's not going to bite you. Give us a call here, 347-637-1577. I'm going to start out with the five ways to make your business better in 2013. Get your pencils, get your pens, or just come back to the archives and listen to this, because this will help your business. If you want to make your business better, further your business in value, then focus on these five things. Number one, spend smart. Spend smart. Do not make the most important decisions about your business based on cost. Don't say, oh, I can't afford this, or how much it costs. Base it on value. If there's something going to value your business, then spend the money on it. I encourage everybody. We're extending the opportunity to be with the Be There magazine year-end special we had. Basically, it was $20. But we're going to do that again up until the end of January, because after January, the fun and the bubble gum is over. And we're going back to the rates, the actual rates, and those who are in will benefit, and those that are not will have to just take the situation and make sure they advertise like they do with the actual rates. But you can come on board now. We're looking to go. Our goal is this year is to have 10,000 members. If the NRA can have 2 million members, and they're talking about guns and rifles and backing up the actual incident that happened in Connecticut, they came out and said, you know, we're going to stick strong to our guns because that's what we're about. And they got 2 million members. There's no way we can't have 10 million members to benefit the helping each other's business. So cost, the value of it, what are you going to get in return for your cost? Don't year in things that were negative for you. If you had something last year that did not pay you, did not make sure your goal was succeeded, was not long-term, did not benefit you, reevaluate what you did in 2012 and don't do it in 2013. Number three is a big one. Don't assume that you know what your customers want. It's like if you're dating a woman. Don't assume that she likes a steak at Ruth Chris that costs $50 when she may like a double cheeseburger from McDonald's. Don't take her to the Ruth Chris Steakhouse and sit there and expect her to enjoy something that she don't want. She'd rather, in some cases, have you give her the $50. Or in some cases, she might go to McDonald's and get a double cheeseburger and look in your eyes. This is the number three thing you want to do to improve your business in 2013. Ask your customers what they want. Don't modify things that you want. Ask them what they want. Never have a business owner have the ability to give customers as much of a voice that you can. You can give that customer a voice of what they want. And if you can give them what they want, you get what you want. There's a saying, and Zig Ziglar is dead now, but he said something so profound. You can get anything you want out of life if you can help enough people get what they want out of life. Take that to the bank. We're going to be right back with Crystal Hughes with our last two. Stay tuned. This is Be There Magazine in the morning. Welcome back. Crystal Hughes, Foundation, Wick Capital. Tell us a little bit in our closing statements before we give the last two reasons why you can make your business better. What do you hold for 2013, and where do you want to be, and how can we help get you there?
Well, that's a great question, and thanks for asking. The ways that people can help make the business successful is by spreading the word, letting people know about what we're doing, asking their family and friends to donate their wigs, to make a financial donation as well, because we solely survive based off donations from people. So we definitely need the support financially, and we need the wigs as well. We also going to be doing a wig walk in September. So we need people to come out to the wig walk and support the cause. The goal of the wig walk is to show what the effects are when a person is going through chemotherapy. We have Susan G. Coleman, who has the walk for the cure. So now we're doing the walk for the side effects, to let them know, hey, that we need a cure as soon as possible, because the side effects alone and the treatment is too devastating to go through. So that's the point of the walk, and we need people from all over to come and support that walk. We also need the support because we would like to be the largest wig organization in the nation that provides new and used wigs to people suffering from hair loss through our Wig Capital for-profit organization. When we get people to purchase a wig, and they're able to write their wigs off at the end of the year, and also as soon as they purchase their wig, they get their 25%. That 25% will go in a bank to help get new wigs, human hair wigs, for people who need them. Certain organizations do not accept refurbished wigs, so then that puts a damper on how many people we can help. But if we have the new human hair wigs, then we can help everybody who's in need. So we want to make sure nobody goes without a wig in 2013 who's suffering from hair loss as well. We offer beautification workshops, hair loss support groups. So we want people to know about our workshops and actually come and to attend. We usually go out, but now we're actually hosting the workshops at my office location in Northwest D.C. And we just want people to give and give their time, come out and support the cause, spread the word. And that's how Be There Magazine can help Wig Capital and Wig Capital Foundation in 2013 to become more successful.
Fantastic. We're going to take one more break and be right back with the last two strategies of how we can help each other in 2013. We'll be right back. Information you can use, information that will change your life, information that will make you better. And what's happening now in D.C. is you have to be better. It's called a better life, a better way of life, a better situation for you. Wake up in the morning with saying, I'm better, I'm good, I'm great, I am exceptional, I will be the best that I can be, because there is no other person except me. We want to make sure that this thing rolls and rocks, because today is a brand new day, pregnant with possibilities that you'll never, ever see again. And don't let this day go by. This is what it's all about. Be There Magazine in the morning. The last two things that I want to give you, make sure that you understand what you can do to make your business better, is solutions. Sell solutions, not stuff. Don't sell stuff to anybody. Nobody wants to hear stuff. Nobody wants to hear rhetoric. Nobody wants to hear stuff that they can't use. You want to sell solutions. Solutions. Make sure that business knows that it will be a solution to making their business better. Present it as a solution. Solutions win customers' interest because they move businesses forward. They make life better, and ultimately because they change the way the world, solutions are what you want to do. Selling a solution is an airtight sales position. It's a proposition that you need to use. Number five, try new strategies. try something new. When your business has been around for a while, it becomes very easy to go into a pattern of doing the same old thing. Everything, every day. No. Change up. We're going to change locations, change information, change people. We're going to change everything. The Coalition of Concerned Businesses is going to be the place to be and what you're going to be involved with so it can be involved in you. Crystal.
Yes.
What do you think about this concept? Give us your take. I want your opinion. I value you. You are an individual who has substance, who has depth, who understands life, who wants a better life, and not only for yourself, you want it for others. What you say out of your mouth values us as the organization, the coalition. Tell me, what do you think about this organization?
Well, I think to have a successful business, you must be persistent and not give up and not let your surroundings dictate where you're going to go. There's so many people who are wealthy now who was not. Most of wealthy people today was once poor, really broke in their life. So you can't go off what you see now. Just continue to vision who you want to be and where you want to go and go for that. And every day work towards your goal to be successful and get closer to your dream. That's the only way you can do it, if you work every day a little bit at a time of what you want to do and staying persistent.
Fantastic. And that, we're going to close. This is Be There Magazine in the morning. Tune in next morning, 10 to 10:30, and get the information you can use. Be There Magazine in the morning. We'll see you bright and early at 10 o'clock. Go to www.bethermagazine.com or visit us on Facebook, Russell Price Jr. or Russell Price. Either one, you're going to get what you know. Or go to Be There Magazine Facebook page and like us. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. At that point, we will make your life better. See you tomorrow. Be There Magazine in the morning.